And the pasuk continues, Shishi, ki ha'aretz, for the land, asher atovo shoma l'rishta, that you are coming there to take possession of it. Lo ke'aretz Mitzrayim hi, it is not like Eretz Mitzrayim, but rather Eretz Yisrael is much better than the land of Mitzrayim. Not only is it better than the inferior parts of Mitzrayim, but it is better than even the best places in Mitzrayim. It is better than Tzoyan, which is the area where the noblemen live. And it is better than the land Asher Yitzasa Misham, the place where you left from there, the place where you used to live, which is Ramses, which the Torah calls Meitav Eretz Mitzrayim, the best of Eretz Mitzrayim. Eretz Yisrael is better than that too, better than Tzoyan and better than Ramses. In what way is it better than the land of Mitzrayim? Because in Mitzrayim, Asher Tizra Ezaracha, when you plant your seed, V'hishkisa V'raglecha, you must water it by foot, Kigan HaYorok, like a vegetable garden. Just like a vegetable garden cannot live on rainwater alone, you must add water to it. So too, Eretz Mitzrayim, if it just relied on the Nile River only overflows and irrigates the low-lying lands. However, anything that is higher up must be taken by foot and carried on the shoulders in order to irrigate those parts of Mitzrayim. And the places that are too high cannot be watered at all. However, we will see in the next pasuk that Eretz Yisrael is not like that. Limtar hashomayim tishdemoyim, Eretz Yisrael is irrigated by rainwater alone. You can go to sleep at night and Hashem will take care of everything. He will water the high and the low. He will water the open places and the not so open places. And the pasuk tells us another fine quality of Eretz Yisrael. The Ha'oretz asher atem oivrim shama l'rishta, the land Eretz Yisrael that you are passing through over there to take possession of it. Eretz Horim Uvekois is a land of mountains and plains. A land that has mountains is much better than a land that is flat, because on a flat piece of land, you can only plant in an area of a base core, a core worth of seeds. However, in an area that has mountains, not only can you plant on the flat part of the mountain on top, but you can also plant on the four slopes of the mountain, making it a much larger area for planting. And then the pasuk tells us what we said in the previous pasuk, Limtar hashamayim tishdemoyim, that Eretz Yisrael drinks the water from the rain of the heaven. You do not need to irrigate it by foot. Eretz asher Hashem alekecha dorish oisa, Eretz Yisrael is the land that Hashem always seeks it out. And although Hashem looks at all the countries and all the lands of the world, not only at Eretz Yisrael, however, it all starts from Eretz Yisrael. First Hashem seeks out what Eretz Yisrael needs, and then he looks at the rest of the countries. Tamid eine Hashem alekecha bo, Hashem's eyes is always on Eretz Yisrael, to make gezeiros and decrees on Eretz Yisrael for the good and for the bad. Meireishis Hashono, from the beginning of the year on Rosh Hashanah, Vat Achris Shono, Hashem already decrees what the end of the year will be. In the beginning of the year, He already decrees how much rain will come out at the end of the year. However, Tamid eine Hashem alekecha bo, Hashem's eyes is always looking at Eretz Yisrael to see if they are tzaddikim or rishoyim. For example, let's say in the beginning of the year, Hashem decreed that there should be a lot of rain in Eretz Yisrael. However, if during the year Hashem sees that the people, Klal Yisrael, are doing averis, He takes this abundance of rain that He promised and causes it to rain in areas that do not need it and at times that they do not need. And also vice versa, if the decree was on Rosh Hashanah that there should be very little rain that year, and then Hashem sees that Klal Yisrael does his ratzon and does his will, keeping the mitzvahs, then he will take that little rain that was decreed upon them and causes it to rain in very needed areas and also at very crucial times. This way, the little rain that was decreed upon them can actually give them all that they need. And that's what the pasuk means when it says, Meireishis Hashanah Va'ad Achris Shanah, from the beginning of the year on Rosh Hashanah, Hashem knows how much rain will fall throughout the year until the end of the year. However, Tamid Eine Hashem Lekecha Bo, Hashem is constantly looking at Eretz Yisrael to see what to do with that rain, which is dependent on how Klal Yisrael is acting. There is a beautiful pshat from the Satmar Rebbe Zatzal on the pasuk Meireishis Hashono Va'ad Achris Shono. The Satmar Rebbe asks, why does the pasuk say by Reishis Hashono, but by Achris it only says Shono without the hay? He answers that the nature of people is that in the beginning of a new year, when people are in the tshuva mode, they say, this year I will be better. This year I will give more tzedakah, I will watch my anger, and learn more Torah. This year will be the year. But when the year passes, and he did not fulfill any of his New Year resolutions, he sees that the year which he thought would be the year turned out to be just another year. The pasuk says, "By Rashi's Hashanah," in the beginning of the year, he thinks this will be Hashanah, the year. But at the end of the year, it's only Achri Shana, just another year. We say in the Kedusha of Mosif, "Hein go'alti eschem Achris Kereshis." When will I redeem you? Says Hashem. When Achris Kereshis, the end of the year will be like the beginning. When all the promises and resolutions that one makes before Rosh Hashanah will still be in place at the end of the year. Only then will the Geula come. Let us go back now on the Rashis. Pasuk Yud, Loi ke'eretz Mitzrayim hi, Eretz Yisrael is not like Eretz Mitzrayim. Elo rather, Toive heimenu, Eretz Yisrael is better than Mitzrayim. V'nemra haftachazu li Yisrael, and this promise was said to Klal Yisrael, b'yitzi osam b'mitzrayim, when they were going out of Mitzrayim, and it was just repeated over here in Mishneh Torah. Shehayu omrim, because Klal Yisrael were saying, Shem Eloi Novoi el Eretz Toive v'yafa kazu, maybe we won't come to a land that is as beautiful as Mitzrayim. Therefore Hashem promised them that Eretz Yisrael is much better than Mitzrayim. Yochol b'gnusa hakosav medaber, you might think that the pasuk over here when it says that Eretz Yisrael is not like Eretz Mitzrayim is speaking negatively against Eretz Yisrael. V'kach omer lahem, and this is what Moshe said to them, Loi ke'eretz Mitzrayim hi. Eretz Yisrael is not like Eretz Mitzrayim. Elo ro heimeno, it is worse than Mitzrayim. And although the Torah is always speaking about Eretz Yisrael as Eretz Zavas Cholav Udvash, a land that flows milk and honey, so how can we say that Eretz Yisrael is not a good land and not as good as Eretz Mitzrayim? Because maybe by nature it is not as good as Eretz Mitzrayim. However, if Klal Yisrael does the Ratzon Hashem, then Hashem will make it better. However, by nature it is not better. This cannot be, because Talmud Lomar, the Pasuk says in Parsha Shalach, V'chevron sheva shonam nimbisa lifnei tzayin Mitzrayim. Chevron was built 7 years before Tzayin Mitzrayim. Adam echad bonon. One person, who was Chum, built both of these cities. Chum built Chevron for his son Canaan, and he built Tzayan for his son Mitzrayim. V'chum bono Tzayan l'Mitzrayim b'noi. Chum built Tzayan for his son Mitzrayim, v'chevron l'Canaan, and Chevron for his son Canaan. Derech Eretz, the way of the world is, Adam boine es hano'o, a person builds the more beautiful thing first, v'achar kach boine es hagarua, and afterwards he builds that which is inferior. Because the waste of the first building he puts in the second one. So if Chevron was built 7 years before Tzayin Mitzrayim, it must be that Chevron was better than Tzayin Mitzrayim. And besides for that, uvechol makayim, in all places, hachaviv koidim, that which is most dear comes first. And since Chevron was built first, it must be more dear and built better. Holomarata, this comes to teach you, shechevron yofa mitzayan, that Chevron was more beautiful than Tzayan. U'mitzrayim mishubachas mikol ha'arotzois, and Mitzrayim was better than all lands. Shenemar, like the Pasuk says, kigan Hashem ke'eretz Mitzrayim. When the Pasuk is talking about the Kikar Hayarden in Parshas Lech Lecha, it says it was kigan Hashem ke'eretz Mitzrayim. It was so beautiful like the land of Mitzrayim, which was like Gan Eden. So we see that Eretz Mitzrayim is like Gan Hashem, like Gan Eden. So Mitzrayim is very beautiful. Mitzayan shvach Mitzrayim. And Tzayan is the best part of Mitzrayim. Shehoseh mokoy malchus. It was a place of royalty. Shekein hu oimer. So the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, ki hayu b'tzayan sarav. The noblemen were in Tzayan. So we see that Tzayan is a very important and prestigious place. The Chevron and Chevron, pisulasha shel Eretz Yisrael. It is the most inferior part of Eretz Yisrael. Lekach hiktsua lekivuras mesim. That's why it was set aside for a burial place. V'yafal pekein, hi yafa mitzayan. Still it is nicer than Tzayan. So we see that Eretz Yisrael is much nicer than Eretz Mitzrayim, because the worst part of Eretz Yisrael, which was Chevron, was still better than the best part of Eretz Mitzrayim. So we see that the Pasuk must be telling us, when it says that Eretz Yisrael is not like Eretz Mitzrayim, it must be telling us that it is better than the land of Mitzrayim. Ubiksubis, and in Masechta Ksubis, Darshu b'inyan acher, the Gemara over there darshins the Pasuk of V'chevron shevashanam nivnasa lefnei tzayim Mitzrayim in a different manner. Efshar odom boine bayis lefnei hakoton, v'achar kach lefnei hagodol. Is it possible that a person would build a house for his younger son before he builds it for his older son? So we cannot learn this Pasuk kipshutai like the simple meaning, because the simple meaning of the Pasuk is saying, V'chevroin sheva shonam nivnasa lefnei tzoyim mitzrayim, that Chum built Chevroin for his younger son Canaan 7 years before he built Tzoyan for his older son Mitzrayim. Because Chum had four sons, Cush, Mitzrayim, Phut, and Canaan. So why would he build Hebron for his younger son Canaan before he built Soyan for his older son Mitzrayim? So that cannot be the pshat in the pasuk. Ella, rather, the pshat in the pasuk is Shemavuna al achad mishiva b'tzoyan, that Hebron was 7 times better than Soyan. And this is how the pasuk reads: V'Hebron and Hebron sheva shonim, 7 times nivnasa was it better lifnei Soyan Mitzrayim than Soyan Mitzrayim. So whether you learn, like the first pshat in Rashi, that Hebron was built before Tzoyan and therefore was better, or you learn like the second pshat that the pasuk is telling us that Hebron was 7 times better than Tzoyan Mitzrayim, we see that the worst of Eretz Yisrael was better than the best of Mitzrayim. Therefore, when the pasuk is telling us like Eretz Mitzrayim, that Eretz Yisrael is not like Eretz Mitzrayim, it must be telling us that it is better than the land of Mitzrayim. In the middle of this Rashi, Rashi quoted the pasuk in Parshas Lech Lecha, Kigan Hashem ke'eretz Mitzrayim. And Rashi over here, and also in Parshas Shelach, Perek Yogimel, Pasuk Chav Beis, learns pshat in this pasuk that the Torah is comparing the Kikar HaYarden to the land of Mitzrayim, which the land of Mitzrayim was like Gan Eden. And the pshat in the pasuk is, Kigan Hashem ke'eretz Mitzrayim, that the Kikar HaYarden was like the land of Mitzrayim, which was like Gan Eden. And therefore Rashi was able to bring a raya how beautiful the land of Mitzrayim is, because the Torah is comparing the land of Mitzrayim to Gan Eden. However, Rashi in Parshas Lech Lecha, Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Yud, does not learn like that. He says the Pasuk is saying, Kigan Hashem, the Kikar HaYarden is like Gan Eden with regard l'ilonois, to trees, and Ke'eretz Mitzrayim, Kikar HaYarden is like the land of Mitzrayim, Lizroyim, with regard to planting of grains. So we see the pasuk is not comparing Mitzrayim to Gan Eden, but rather it is comparing Kikar HaYarden to Gan Eden in one aspect, and Kikar HaYarden to Mitzrayim in another aspect. According to this pshat, we have no raya that the land of Mitzrayim is compared to Gan Eden. It is only the way Rashi learns over here and in Parsha Shelach, where the pasuk is saying that Eretz Mitzrayim is like Gan Eden, that we have such a raya. Zok Rashi asher yitzosa misham, Eretz Yisrael is even better than the part of Mitzrayim where you went out from. Afilu Eretz Ramses, even better than the land of Ramses, Asher Yishavtem Bo, where you used to live. Vehi b'meitav Eretz Mitzrayim, and that is the best of the land of Mitzrayim. Shenema, like the pasuk says, b'meitav ha'oretz b'eretz Ramses, in the best of the land, in the land of Ramses. Afhi einok Eretz Yisrael, even Ramses is not as good as Eretz Yisrael. And the Maskil David asks a contradiction from this Rashi to the previous Rashi. Because in the previous Rashi, Rashi says that Soyan is the nicest part of Mitzrayim. Over here, Rashi says that Ramses is the nicest part of Mitzrayim. And he answers that Soyan is better in one respect, and Ramses in another respect. In Soyan, there were very beautiful trees and very good air, and that's why the Malachim, the kings and the noblemen, lived there. However, Ramses had very good mireh, very good grazing grounds and pastures for the animals. So it was in one way that Soyan was better, and in another way that Ramses was better. Zok Rashi v'ishkisa v'raglecho Eretz Mitzrayim, you must irrigate by carrying the water by foot. Eretz Mitzrayim ha'isa tzorach lahavi mayim minilus v'raglecho. In Eretz Mitzrayim, you were required to bring the water from the Nile with your feet, u'la'ashkoisa, and to irrigate it. V'tzorach atalendoid mishnosecho, you have to get up from your sleep, v'la'amoil, and to work. V'hanomuch shoisa, and the lowlands will get irrigated, v'le'hagavoya, and not the highlands. V'yato mala hamayim, and you will have to bring up the water min hanomuch, from the low places, ligavaya, to the high places. Avozu, however, Eretz Yisrael, limtar hashamayim tishdemoyim, from the rain of the heavens, Eretz Yisrael will drink the water. Ata yoshin al mitosecha, you can sleep in your bed, v'hakodesh baruch hu mashken nomuch v'gavaya, while you are sleeping, Hashem will irrigate the low and the high, goloi v'she'eme goloi, the open and the places that are not so open, ka'achas, in one shot. Kigan hayorek, Eretz Mitzrayim is like a vegetable garden. She'ein dailoi b'gishamim. It is not sufficient with the rainwater. U'mashkin oisei boregel, and it must be irrigated by foot, u'vakosef, and by carrying the water on your shoulders. So too, Eretz Mitzrayim needs the extra water. It is not sufficient what the Nile overflows, because the Nile will only hit the low-lying areas. Zok Rashi, Eretz Horim u'vekoyes, Eretz Yisrael is a land of mountains and plains. Meshubach ha-horim min ha-mishor, a mountain is better than a plain. Shehamishor beveis kor ata zareya kor, because on a plain, in the area of a base kor, you can only plant a kor worth of seeds. Aval bot ha-hor, on a mountain, base kor mimenu chameshes korim, In the area of a base kor, you can plant five times the amount, five kurim, arba me arba shipuav, four on the four slopes, the echad baroshoi, and one kor on the top of the mountain, on the flat part on top. Zakrashi uvekois, hein mishar, this means plains. Sometimes uvekois means valleys. However, over here, the meaning is not valleys, because in valleys you cannot plant. Valleys get flooded with water. Therefore, the pasuk over here means uvekois hein mishar, it means plains, which can also be planted on. Asher Hashem alekecha darish oisa, Eretz Yisrael is a land that Hashem seeks out. V'haloi kol ha'arotzois hu darish, doesn't Hashem look at all the countries and all the lands? Shenema, like the pasuk says in Iyuv, Lahamti al Eretz La'ish, he reigns on a land that nobody lives in. Ella, rather, kaviyachol, as if to say, Einu darish ela oisa, Hashem only looks at Eretz Yisrael. V'al yidei oisa drisha shedarsha, and through that seeking that he seeks out Eretz Yisrael, darish es kol ha'arotzois imo, then he looks at all the other countries with it. But it all starts with Eretz Yisrael. Tamin einei Hashem alekecha bo, Hashem's eyes is always on Eretz Yisrael, lirois mahi tzricha, to see what it needs, ulechadish bo gzeirois, and to make decrees in Eretz Yisrael, itim l'toiva, sometimes for the good, itim l'ro, and sometimes for the bad, kedeisa b'Rosh Hashanah, like it says in Rosh Hashanah. Like we explained earlier, that if Klal Yisrael does averis, Hashem can take the abundance of rain that he decreed that Klal Yisrael should have this year, and cause it to fall in the wrong times and in the wrong places. And also vice versa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can take the minimal amount of rain that was decreed upon Eretz Yisrael in the beginning of the year, and since Klal Yisrael did a lot of mitzvahs, he will cause that rain to fall in the right places and at the right time. Zok Rashi Mereshis Hashanah, May Rosh Hashanah from Rosh Hashanah Nido in Eretz Yisrael is already judged, Mayehe B'Seifa, what it will have throughout the year all the way till the end. May Reishis Hashanah from the beginning of the year, V'an Akwitz Hashanah, it is already decreed what will be at the end. And the Pasuk continues, V'hoya, and it will be, as Rashi says, this is going back on Pasuk Yud Aleph, Limtar Hashamayim Tish Demoyim. When will you be able to rely solely on the rainwater? V'hoya, this will be, Im Shemoya Tishmu El Mitzvoisai, if you will listen to my mitzvois. Then, Limtar Hashamayim Tish Demoyim, you will be able to rely solely on the rainwater. What is the double lashon of Shemoya Tishmu? Rashi says, Shamaya, if you hear and review what you learnt already, Tishma'u, then you will hear anew, which means you will acquire new insights into your old learning. However, the Pasuk says earlier, Im Shachayach Tishkach, which means Shachayach, if you do not review what you learnt and you will begin to forget, then Tishkach, you will come to forget everything. Asher Anoichi Mitzave Eschem Hayoim, you will listen to what I am commanding to you today. And obviously the Torah was not given on that day, but rather the Pasuk is telling us that Divrei Torah Tiyu Be'einechem Kechadoshois, the Torah should be new to you, as if you received it on that day. La'ahavo es Hashem Elokeichem, to love Hashem your God, u'la'avdai, and to serve Him, b'chol levavchem u'b'chol nafshechem, with your complete heart and your complete soul. And Rashi tells us, Ula Ovde B'chol Levavchem is referring to Avodah Shebelev, a service of the heart, which is Tfilah, because even Tfilah is considered an Avodah, a service to Hashem. And Rashi is bothered, why in Parshas Vayeschanan, in the Parsha of V'yohavta, in Perek Vav, Pasuk, Hey, the Pasuk says, B'chol Levavcha, B'chol Nafshecha, with your whole heart and your whole soul in the singular. However, over here it says, B'chol Levavchem, U'b'chol Nafshechem, with all of your hearts and all of your souls in the plural. What is the difference between these two parashiyos? And Rashi tells us that the earlier pasuk in the parasha of Ahavta, which is written in the singular, is addressing the individual. It refers to mitzvahs performed by the individuals, for example, separating challah and putting on tefillin. However, our pasuk, which is written in the plural, is addressed to the public. It refers to the mitzvahs performed by the community as a whole, like building the Beis HaMikdash, or appointing judges, which are done by everybody together. And that is why it is written in the plural. And the pasuk continues that if you do yours and you keep the mitzvahs, then I will do mine, v'nosati mitar artzichem v'itoy, I will give the rain of your land in its time, at times that it will not bother you, as Rashi says, at nights, or on Friday nights when people do not leave their homes. Yoyre, the early rains, that come in the beginning of the winter, at the time of the planting. Umalkosh, and the late rains that come at the end of the winter before the harvest. Ve'osafta degonecha, and you will bring in your grain, v'siroshecha, and your wine, v'yitzarecha, and your oil. And the Pasuk is telling us that not only will you plant and will it grow, but your enemies will not take it away from you. you will be the one to bring in your grain, your wine, and your oil. V'nosati esev, and I will give grass b'sadecha in your fields, livamtecha, for your animals. And Rashi tells us two pshatim in this pasuk. Rashi's first pshat is that typically one does not graze his animals in his fields, but rather he brings them out to the midbar. Over here, the bracha in this pasuk is that you won't have to be matriach yourselves to go out to the midbar in order to graze your animals, but rather v'nosati esev b'sadecha livamtecha, the grass for your animals will grow in your fields. And Rashi's second pshat is that you will be able to feed your animals from the crops of your field, from your own food. Throughout the whole winter, while the crop is growing, you will feed it to your animals. However, 1 month before the harvest, you won't allow your animals to eat it, and during that month, so much tefuah will grow, it will be as if the animals didn't eat anything from your crop. And the pasuk reads like this, V'nosati esev b'sadecha levamtecha, and I will give from your crop in your field for the animals to eat. Esev, when the crop is still small and growing, you will give it to the animals. And then you will stop giving it to the animals a month before the harvest, and so much crop will grow that v'ochalta v'savata, you will be able to eat and be satisfied from the growth of that 1 month. Rashi says another pshat in v'ochalta v'savata, that this is a bracha b'me'ayim, a bracha in a person's stomach, that when a person eats, he will not have to eat a lot, but even eating a little bit will be enough to satisfy him, and the rest of the tfuah he will be able to sell. And the pasuk then tells us, because of this great prosperity, Hashem is worried that maybe that will cause you to turn away from Hashem. Hishamu lochem, beware for yourselves, penyifte levavchem, because of this great prosperity, maybe your heart will be seduced, v'sartem, and you will turn away from the Torah. And by turning away from the Torah, eventually, va'avadtem elohim acherim, you will worship other gods, which Rashi says does not mean other gods, because there are no other gods besides Hashem, but rather you will worship elohim, gods, acherim, that act like strangers to the ones who pray to them, because they do not answer their prayers. V'shtachavisen lohem, and you will bow down to them. V'chor af Hashem bochem, and then the anger of Hashem will burn in you. V'otzar es ha-shamayim v'lei yamotar, and he will stop the heavens from giving rain. V'ha'adoma lo'isiten es yuvula, and the land will not give its produce. And Rashi tells us, since the pasuk uses the terminology yuvula, the word yuvula can also mean to transport. The land won't even give what you transported into it. The seeds that you put into the ground will not come out. V'ha'adoma, and the land, lo'isiten es yuvula, will not even bring forth that which you transported inside of it. V'avadtem mehera, and you will quickly perish, me'al ha'oretz ha'toivra, from the good land, asher Hashem noisin lochem, that Hashem is giving to you. Besides for all the punishments that will happen to you, you will also be kicked out of Eretz Yisrael and placed in Golos. And that is the meaning of the pasuk, me'al ha'oretz ha'toivra, you will perish from on the good land, which means you will be kicked out of the land of Eretz Yisrael. And this will be done mehera, quickly, because you had whom to learn from. V'samtem es devarei eleh, and you shall place these words of mine al levavchem v'al nafshechem, on your hearts and on your souls. U'kshartem oisam l'ois al yedchem, and you shall tie them as a sign on your hands, which means tefillin sheviyad. V'hayu l'taitafos ben einechem, and they shall be for four parshiyos between your eyes, referring to tefillin sheberosh. And the pasuk is saying that even in the golos, which is mentioned in the previous pasuk, you should place these words of mine on your heart and soul. You should keep the mitzvah of tefillin, which is mentioned in this pasuk, and the mitzvah of mezuzah mentioned in pasuk chaf. Even in the golos, keep tefillin and mezuzah in order that when you go back to Eretz Yisrael, the mitzvahs will not be new to you, and you will be able to be mekayim them, because they will not be forgotten from you. V'limadetem oisam es b'neichem, and you shall teach these words of Torah to your children, l'daber bom, to speak in them. As Rashi tells us, from the time that your children are able to speak, you should teach them the words Torah tziva lanu Moshe, and continue from then on to constantly teach them Torah. V'limadetem oisam es b'neichem, and you shall teach the words of Torah to your children, l'daber bom. From the time they can speak, they should speak in the words of Torah. V'shivtecha b'veisecha, you should learn with your children when you sit in your house. U'v'lechtecha v'aderech, and when you are traveling on the road. U'v'shachbecha, and when you are lying down. U'v'kumecha, and when you get up. U'chesavtom, and you shall write these parshiyos, the parsha of Shema and v'hoyim Shemoya, al mezuzos beisecha, on the doorposts of your houses. U'v'sharecha, and the doorposts of your gates. And this is the mitzvah of mezuzah, to write the parshiyos of Shema v'hoyim Shemoya on the mezuzahs of your houses and gates. L'man yirbu yimeichem v'mei v'neichem, in order that your days and the days of your children will be prolonged. And Rashi says, this is going back to Pasuk Yutes, If you will teach your children from the time that they are able to speak to learn Torah, then the days of your children and your days will be prolonged. However, if you do not teach them from the time that they can speak, then their days and your days will not be prolonged, and it is as if you have buried your children. So the pasuk is saying, teach your children Torah, in order that your days and the days of your children will be prolonged, al ha'adama, on the land, asher nishba Hashem la'avoseichem, that Hashem has sworn to your fathers, lo seis lohem, to give to them. And Rashi says that really the pasuk should have said, lo seis lohem, to give to you, because Eretz Yisrael will be given to you, not to the avos. Why does it say lo seis lohem? Therefore Rashi tells us, mikan remez l'tchias ha'mesim min ha'Torah, from here there is a hint in the Torah that there will be tchias ha'mesim, because lo seis lohem, Hashem in the future will give Eretz Yisrael lohem to them, to the avos, at the time of tchias ha'mesim. And Eretz Yisrael will always belong to Klal Yisrael, kimei ha'shamayim al ha'oretz, like the days the heaven is over the earth. Because just like the Shemayim is always al ha'oretz, so too Eretz Yisrael will always belong to Klal Yisrael. Even when you are in Golos, you should know that you will return. I once heard a nice pshat on the pasuk v'limadatem oisam es b'neichem. The word oisam is written without a vav, because oisam can also be spelled aleph, vav, saf, and the mem. Over here it is written chaser, aleph, saf, and the mem without the vav. Why is this so? And I heard an answer that the word oisam without a vav, which is translated to mean them, can also be read as atem, which means you. The Torah is instructing us that in order for a parent to succeed in teaching oisam, them, Torah and mitzvahs, to his children, it is very important that it is also atem, you. You must be a living example for your children. The children must see you learning Torah and observing mitzvahs. And if you learn Torah and you do the mitzvahs, they too will follow and do the same. Zok Rashi, Pasuk Yud Gimel. V'hoya im shamoya, and it will be if you will listen. V'hoya moisev ala omer lamala. V'hoya is going back on the pasuk earlier that says, Limtar hashamayim tish demoyim. When will the rain come from the heaven? V'hoya im shamoya tishmu al mitzvoisai. That will only be if you listen to my mitzvois. V'hoya im shamoya tishmu. And Rashi is bothered by the double lashon shamoya tishmu. Im tishmu ubiyashon, if you will listen to the old. Meaning that you will chazer your old learning, Tishma b'chadosh, then you will gain new insights into your learning. V'chein, and also the pasuk says earlier, V'hoya im shachoyach tishkach, and it will be if you will forget. And over there it also says a double lashon shachoyach tishkach. Im ischalta lishkoyach, if you begin forgetting, then seifcha, your end will be shetishkach kula, you will forget everything. If you start forgetting because you do not chazer, then you will end up forgetting everything. Shekein ksiv b'megillas chasidim, because so it says in Megillas Chasidim, im ta'azveni yoim, if you leave me for one day, Hashem says, yoimayim e'ezveka, I will leave you for 2 days. As the Gemara Yushalmi says in Mashal, two people that are standing in one place, and each one of them travels a distance of 1 day in opposite directions. Even though each one of them only traveled 1 day, these two people are now 2 days apart, because each one traveled 1 day in the opposite direction. So too with the Torah. If you leave the Torah for 1 day, the Torah will also leave you for 1 day, and then you will be 2 days apart from each other. Im ta'azveni yoim, if you leave me for 1 day, yoimayim ezveko, then you will be 2 days away from the Torah. Zok Rashi, you should watch the mitzvahs asher anochi mitzaveh eschem hayoim, that I am commanding you today. And obviously, the Torah was not given on that day. So what does it mean, hayoim? Sheyu aleichem chadoshim, the Torah should be considered new to you, ki'ilu shamata boi bayoim, as if you heard it on this day. And so does Rashi say in Parshas Vaschanon, Perik Vav, Pasuk Vav, and also Rashi in Parshas Yisroi, Perik Yutes, Pasuk Aleph, Sheyu dibrei Torah chadoshim be'inecho, the Torah should always be new to you, like the day you received it. Li'ahavos Hashem alekechem, to love Hashem, Shaloi Toma, you should not say, Hare ani loymeid, I will learn bishvil she'eya oshir, in order that I should be wealthy, because the community has to support the rabbi. Bishvil she'ekra rav, in order that they should call me a rav. Bishvil she'akal b'schar, and I will learn in order that I should receive reward. You should not do that. Elekol ma she'tasu asu me'ahava. Everything you do, you should do out of love. M'saif ha'kovei lovoi, and at the end, the honor will come. And that is what the pasuk means, La'ahavo es Hashem alekechem, you should do everything out of love. U'la'avdei b'chol avavchem, and to serve Hashem with your whole heart. Avoida shibaleid, this is referring to avoida, the service to Hashem, which is in the heart. V'zui tefillah, and this is tefillah. Shatfila kruya avoida, because tefillah also is considered an avoida. Shenemar, like the pasuk says in Daniel, Elehoch diat plachle b'tadira, the God that you serve always. V'chiyesh pulchem b'bavel, is there a place to serve Hashem in Bavel? So how is the pasuk saying that Daniel served Hashem? Ela only al shehoy mispalel. It is called serving Hashem because he would daven. Shenemar, like the pasuk says, v'chavim pesichale. Daniel had windows facing Yerushalayim to daven to Hashem. V'chein b'David hu omer, and so too by David it says, Tikoin tefilasi keteris lefanecha. Let my tefillah be proper and accepted like the keteris before you. So we see that tefillah is like the avoda of the keteris. V'chol levavchem v'chol nafshechem, with all of your hearts and all of your souls. Didn't the pasuk already say in the previous parasha, by the parasha of Ve'ahavta, that you should love Hashem with your whole heart and your whole soul? Ela only azor liyachid azor letzibur. Over there, the pasuk is written in the singular b'chol levavcha u'b'chol nafshecha, and the pasuk is addressing the individual. It is referring to commandments performed by the individuals, like we said, separating challah, putting on tefillin, and so on. However, our pasuk, which is written in the plural, b'chol levavchem u'b'chol nafshechem, is addressing the public, and it is referring to mitzvahs that the whole tzibur does together, for example, building the Beis HaMikdash and appointing judges. Then the pasuk says, v'nosati mitar arzechem, I will give the rain of your land. So, Rashi, asisem masha aleichem, Hashem says that you did what was upon you to do, afani esem masha alai, I too will do what is upon me to do, and I will give you the rain. Be'itai in its time, be'leilois at night, she'loya trichu eschem, that it won't bother you. Davar acher, another pshat, be'leilois shabosois, it will rain on Friday nights, she'akoil mitsuyin bebatehem, when everybody is found in their houses. Yoyre, he revia hanefelas la'achar azria, that is the early rain that falls after the planting, she'mar ve'esa'oretz, it irrigates the land, ve'sazroyim, and the seed. Umalkosh, and the late rain, means revia hayaredes samach lekosser, the rain that falls right before the harvest, lemalois to fill up hatfua bekasheha, the tfua in its stalks. Veloshem malkoish, and the word malkoish means davar hamauchar, something that comes later. Kidem targuminon, like Targum says on the pasuk, v'hoya ha'atufim lelavon, the sheep that were late and delayed having relations with a female, those sheep belong to Lavon. So the word ha'atufim, Targum says lakishaya, which means late ones. So to over here, Malkosh means the late rain. The Ra'achar, another pshat, Lekach Nikras Malkosh, the reason why it is called Malkosh is Sheyaredes, because the rain comes down Al Hamalilois, on the ripe ears, Al Akashin, and on the stalks. Since this is the rain that comes down right before the harvest, therefore this rain comes down Al Hamalilois, Al Akashin, on the ripe ears, and on the stalks. So the word Malkosh comes from the words Melilois and Kashin. Zakrashi ve'osafta d'gonecho, and you will bring in your grain. Ato ta'esfenu el abayis, you will be the one to bring it into your house. Ve'loy oyevecho, and not your enemies. Ke'inyin shenemar, like the pasuk says in Yeshaya, im etein es d'goncho, if I will give you grain, ki ma'asfav yechluhu, the ones who bring it in will eat it. You will eat it. Ve'loy ke'inyin shenemar, and not like the pasuk says in Shoiftim, ve'hoyo im zer Yisrael, and it will be if Klal Yisrael will plant, the goyim will come and take away the tefuah. Zok Rashi v'nosati esev b'sodcha, and I will give grass in your fields for your animals. Shelo tzitzarech lo'elicha l'midbarios. Rashi's first pshat is that you won't have to go to the midbar in order to graze your animals. You will have plenty of grass for grazing in your fields. Davachar, another pshat, shetia goizis tvuasecha kol yimois hageshamim. You will be able to cut your crop throughout the whole winter. U'mashlich lefnei behemtecha, and give that crop to your animals. And the pshat in the pasuk is, v'nosati esev b'sodcha, and I will give grass in your fields for your animals. You will be able to feed your animals from your crop while it is still very young, while it is small like esev. V'yato moneh yodcha mimena lamidyon kodim lekotzir. And then you will hold back from giving it to your animals for 30 days before the harvest. V'enoi pacheses midgono, and nothing will be missing from your crop. Your crop will be as big and as full as if you did not give anything to your animals. And according to this pshat, the pasuk continues, ve'ochalta v'savata, and you will eat and be satisfied. You will be satisfied from the tfua that grew in 1 month, even though the rest of the winter you fed it to your animals. However, Rashi says another pshat, ve'ochalta v'savata, harezu brocha acheres, this is another brocha, shetehe brocha mitzuya bepas v'secha meyayim, there will be a brocha in the bread in your stomach. Ve'ochalta v'savata, you will eat and be satisfied. because you will be able to eat a little bit and still be satisfied. And the rest of the tefuah you will be able to sell and make a profit. Zakrashi hishamru lachem, beware for yourselves. Kivin shetiyu oichlim v'seveyim, since you will be eating and satisfied, hishamru lachem, be careful, shvoi tivatu, that you should not rebel against Hashem. She'ein odom mori ba'kodesh baruch hu elo mitach sviyah. A person rebels against Hashem as a result of being satisfied. She'nemar, like the Pasuk says in Devarim Ches, pentoicha v'savoto, lest you eat and be satisfied, u'bekorcha v'tzorincha yirbiyun, and your cattle and your sheep will increase. Mahu Omer Achorov, what does the Pasuk say after that? V'rom libavecha b'shochachto, your heart will become high and you will forget Hashem. It is prosperity that leads to people going away from Hashem. V'saratem, and you will turn lifresh min ha-Torah, to separate from the Torah. U'mitachach, and by separating from the Torah, v'avadtem elohim acherim, you will come to worship Avodah Zarah. Shekivin she'odom parish min ha-Torah, hoylech u'medabik b'Avodah Zarah. When a person turns away from the Torah, that leads him to worship Avodah Zarah. So it says by David, because you chased me away today, may his tapeach benachlas Hashem, from attaching myself to the nachala of Hashem. Leimar, saying, Leich avoid, go worship Avodah Zarah. Who told him to worship Avodah Zarah? Ella, rather, kivin shani migurish milasik b'Torah, since I am chased away from being oisik and being busy in Torah, hareini koroiv, it is very close for me, lavod elohim acherim, to worship Avodah Zarah. Elohim Acherim, and Rashi is bothered that there are no other gods besides Hashem, so how can there be Elohim Acherim, other gods? So Rashi, Shehim Acherim Loiv Dehem. Acherim means that they are strangers to the ones who worship them. Tzoyik Elov, Ve'eno Oineu, they scream to the Avodah Zarah, and the Avodah Zarah does not answer them. Nimset comes out, Osui Loi Kenachri, the Avodah Zarah is acting to them like a stranger. Elohim gods, Acherim, that are strangers to the ones who worship them. And Rashi in Parshas Yisroi, Perik Chof, Pasuk Gimel says another pshat, Elohim, gods, acherim, that other people make them into gods. Zok Rashi, es yivula, af mash atem moivula, even what you transport into the ground, you will not take out. Even the seeds that you put in the ground, you will not take out. Kinyu shenema, like the Pasuk says in Chagai, ziratem harbe, you will plant a lot, the hove ma'at, and you will only take out a little bit. Va'avaratem mehera, and you will perish quickly. Al kol shar ha'yisurim, in addition to all the other punishments, agale eschem no adomo, I will exile you from the land. Shagom lechem lachtoi, the land that caused you to sin. Moshe lemelech, this can be compared to a king, sheshalach benoy lebeis hamishter, who sent his son to a party. V'hoya yoyshev u'mafkidoi, and he said and he warned him, al toichal yoyse mitzarchecho, do not eat more than you need. Shetovoi noki lebeisecho, you should come back clean to your house. V'lo yishkiach ha-ben ahu, and this son did not listen. Ochal, he ate, v'shosa, and he drank, yoyse mitzarchoi, more than he needed. Veheki, and he vomited, v'tonav es kol b'nei ha-mesiba, and dirtied everybody at the party. Notluhu, they took him b'yodav u'raglov, by his hands and feet, v'zarkuhu achori paltorin, and they threw him to the back of the palace. So too Klal Yisrael, when they sin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu throws them out of his palace, throws them out of Eretz Yisrael. Mehera, you will perish quickly. Eini noisin lechem arka, I will not give you any time to do tshuva. Once your time of punishment will come, you will be punished. In Taimru, and if you will say, V'alai nitna orcha l'dor ha-mabul, Hashem gave time to the dor ha-mabul, Shenema, like the Pasuk says, V'hoyo yomov me'a ve'esrim shana, and their days will be 120 years. He gave them 120 years to do tshuva. Dor ha-mabul lo'y hoya lohemi mi lilmoid. The reason why the dor ha-mabul were given time is because they didn't have anybody to learn from. V'atem, however, you, yesh lohemi mi lilmoid, you have whom to learn from. The ayin in the Mefarshi Rashi, who ask a contradiction from this Rashi to the Rashi at the end of Parshas Bereishis, Perek Vav, Pasuk Dalad, where there Rashi says that the Dor HaMabul also had whom to learn from. As Rashi says, Afapi she'ro'u bi'ibodon shel Dor Enosh, even though the Dor HaMabul saw the destruction of the generation of Enosh, she'olo ukianos ve'heitzev eshlisha olam, the ocean came and flooded one third of the world, le'nichna Dor HaMabul lilmoy mehem, the Dor HaMabul did not humble themselves to learn from them. So we see that the Dor HaMabul did have the Dor Enosh to learn from. How does this Rashi fit with our Rashi? Zok Rashi v'samtem es devarai, you shall place these words of mine on your hearts and on your souls. And Rashi says that this pasuk is connected to the previous pasuk that says that you will be put into galus if you don't keep the mitzvahs. Zok Rashi, af la'achar shetiglu, even after you go into galus, heyu mitzuyonim b'mitzvahs, you should be distinguished and do the mitzvahs. Henichu tefillin, put on tefillin, asu mezuzahs, and make mezuzahs. Kedei shela yulachem chadoshim, in order that these mitzvahs will not be new to you, kishetachzru, when you will return from the galus. And so it says in Yirmiyah, Hatzivi lechatziyonim, you should set up for yourself markers, make reminders for yourselves, in order that you should remember the mitzvahs when you return to Eretz Yisrael. And the Mefarshim ask, Tefillin and mezuzah are chayvus haguf, mitzvahs that are an obligation on the person, and such mitzvahs are noyig in Eretz Yisrael and chutz laaretz medina. Why does Rashi say that the whole reason to keep the mitzvah of tefillin and mezuzah in the golos is only because it should not be new to you when you return to Eretz Yisrael? The obligation of tefillin and mezuzah is an obligation for itself in chutz laaretz, even without the reason that it should not be new to you in Eretz Yisrael. In Sefer HaKsav HaKabbalah, he says a very interesting pshat. And he says, originally, Rashi had in his writings an abbreviation. In his writings, he wrote, Heyu mitzuyonim b'mitzvahis tof vav mem. You should keep the mitzvahis of trumais u'maisrois. Tof vav mem, standing for trumais and maisrois. Although the mitzvah of trumais and maisrois apply minat Torah only when most of Klal Yisrael resides in Eretz Yisrael, the pasuk is saying that midrabanan you should still separate trumais and maisrois at the time of the galus, in order that when Klal Yisrael returns to Eretz Yisrael, it will not be new and forgotten. However, future printers made a mistake in the abbreviation, and they thought Tav Vav Mem stood for Tefillin and Mezuzah, when actually it stands for Trumais U'Maisrais. Rabbeinu Bechaye and the Ksav HaKabbalah explain another pshat, that the correct girsa in Rashi really is Tefillin and Mezuzah, which actually makes more sense, since the psukim over here mention Tefillin and Mezuzah and not Trumais U'Maisrais. And they say that when Chazal tell us that mitzvahs that are a Chavis HaGuf are noyig even in chutz laaretz, the reason is so that when you return to Eretz Yisrael, they will not be new to you. Even though we do mitzvahs in chutz laaretz, their main performance is to eventually do them in Eretz Yisrael. And that is the reason why mitzvahs that are chayvus haguf are performed in chutz laaretz too. So the reason to perform the mitzvah of tefillin and mezuzah in the golos is mainly for the reason to perform them later on in Eretz Yisrael. Sak Rashi, Ledarber Bom, you shall teach your children, Ledarber Bom, Mishosha ben Yodea Ledarber, from the time that a child knows how to speak, Lamdu Torah Tzivalanu Moshe, you should teach him the Pasuk Torah Tzivalanu Moshe, Sheyeheze Limur Diburoi, that is the way he should learn how to speak, with those words. Mikan Omru, from here the Chachamim say, Kishatinuk Maschil Ledarber, when a child begins speaking, Aviv Mesiach Imai B'Lashon HaKodesh, his father should speak to him in Lashon HaKodesh, Umelamdoi Torah, and teach him Torah. Vim Loi Osokein, if he does not do this, Harei Ki'ilu Kovroi, it is as if he buries his child. Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, Vilimadatem Oizem Es B'neichem L'daber Bom, you shall teach your children to speak in the words of Torah, then L'man Yirbu Yimeichem V'mei V'neichem, your days and the days of your children will be prolonged. Imasisem Kein, if you do this, and you teach Torah to your children, Yirbu, then your days will be prolonged, and your children's days will be prolonged. Vimlav, and if not, La Yirbu, their days will not be prolonged, and it will be as if you bury them. Shedivri Torah Nidroshin, because the words of Torah are expounded upon, Michlal Lav Hein, Michlal Hein Lav. We can derive the negative from the positive, and the positive from the negative. So if the Pasuk says that if you teach your children Torah, your days will be prolonged, we can derive that if you do not teach them Torah, your days will not be prolonged, and it will be as if you bury your children. Lo seis lohem, to give Eretz Yisrael to them, to the Avos. Lo seis lohem ein ksiv kan, the pasuk does not say to give Eretz Yisrael to you, elo lo seis lohem, but rather to give Eretz Yisrael to them, to the Avos. When will Eretz Yisrael be given to the Avos? Mikan motzinu lemeidim, from here we can learn tchias hameisim in our Torah, that tchias hameisim is hinted over here in the Torah, because in the future, by Tchias HaMesim, Hashem will give Eretz Yisrael to the Avos. And we also see a remez for Tchias HaMesim in HaTorah, in Rashi, Parashat B'Shalach, Perek Tezvav, Pasuk Aleph, where over there the Pasuk says, Oz Yashir, which Rashi says means, Oz in the future, Yashir Moshe, Moshe will sing, because there will be Tchias HaMesim. I would just like to point out that over here the Pasuk says, V'limadatem oisom es b'neichem l'daber bom. In Parashat V'aschanon, Perik Vav, Pasuk Zayin, there is a very similar Pasuk in the first Parsha of Shema, where the Pasuk says, Vishinantam Livonecho, Vidibartabom. Over there, Rashi says, Livonecho is not referring to your children, but rather your Talmidim. And over there, Rashi says, Vidibartabom, means that your ikur, your main speaking, should be in Torah. However, over here, Rashi learns differently. V'limadetem oisem es b'neichem. B'neichem is not referring to talmidim, but rather, like the simple meaning, your children. And l'darabam, the pasuk is saying that when the children start to speak, you should teach them the words of Torah. We must understand why Rashi learns over there differently than over here.